Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here.
Today we are doing a Q&A, but before we begin, we'll read a review, not give a review.
Or review this you today. Yeah.
We love you, audience, followers. So this is a 5-star review. It says, been listening to the podcast the past few weeks and pretty have listened to almost everything.
Pretty much.
Have listened to almost everything. A few of them multiple times. 10 out of 10. Thank you for what you do, Joseph.
A few weeks to go through 160-something episodes. I am impressed. Mm-hmm. Good for you, Joseph.
It is. You must have a job where you can listen to something on headphones. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered what that would be like. Like just to be able to.
Oh, my buddy does that. Like, he just like sits at a computer and yeah, he just podcasts all day. Listens on 1.5 times speed too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but you know, like if you're like a landscaper or like somebody does, like where you're literally by yourself and you can just listen. Mm-hmm.
Truck just driver. So yeah. Yeah. Anyone who drives, I guess, for a living.
Mm-hmm. Have a lot
as long as you
don't
have other people in the car.
Yeah. Okay, the verse for today, Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the dawning day bring me revelation of your tender, unfailing love. Give me light for my path and teach me, for I trust in you.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Oh. So we just threw up a question box on Instagram, and we are going to take your questions rapid fire style like we did a few weeks ago. And here we go. Once I find it.
I have it right here.
Okay.
Okay. Pick one.
All right. Let's start off with a spicy zinger just to get everyone excited about this episode. How do I get my wife to swallow?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The nice, easy one to start.
How do you get your wife to swallow?
I don't think you get your wife to do anything. Like we talked about a few times, if you want a certain thing that your spouse doesn't want to do and you end up getting that thing, it's probably not going to be very good because they're probably doing it out of reluctance or pity or duty, and the enthusiasm isn't going to be there, and it's probably not going to meet your expectations. Mm-hmm. We talk about this a lot in our fellatio episode. I want to say it's 113 or 14. And basically, I remember what I said was go at the pace of the most conservative person. So if your wife doesn't want you to finish in her mouth, you don't finish in her mouth.
Yeah.
You finish where she's comfortable finishing with you, whether that's on her body, in a tissue, wherever it is. You kind of go with whatever she's comfortable with. I mean, she's already giving you oral. I think be grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you guys have any thoughts?
I mean, I feel like the question is a little vague too. Like there's so much that could be, well, what about this or what about this? Like, have you had a conversation about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she even know that you would like this? Mm-hmm. Start there.
Yeah.
And see where it's at. And yeah, if she's not comfortable with that and doesn't want to, there isn't really a way to change that. You can also, we've talked about like how things can be like, the answer can be no, not yet, or a hard no. So you can get that type of a, like when you're talking mm-hmm. about that, so that your expectations aren't like, okay, I'll try again in a year and mm-hmm. see if that's different. Mm-hmm. You know,
I feel like it's the same thing as if it was like a woman being like, how can I get my husband to do this position? Or,
yeah,
right. Like, or if, you know, with anything, it's like, how do I get my spouse to do it? It's like, okay, well first maybe change your heart posture about this.
Yeah,
right.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, if you're trying to just get, like you want an answer, like do this and this and this, and that will get your spouse to do this.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's not coming from a place of love and service and desire and mutual consent.
Yeah.
That's out of a place of, hey, I want you to do this for me.
Yeah.
Which is great. So,
yeah,
have a conversation, hear her heart, be like, can you tell me more about that? Mm-hmm. And then is this a no, never, or a no, not right now? can we revisit this in the future and go from there?
Yeah.
Okay. Another one here, kind of along the same topic. Delayed ejaculation struggles. Husband says it's not me. He gets close but can't finish most sessions. This is becoming more popular. I'm seeing this more in Q&As where guys are having trouble finishing. And I haven't done a ton of research, so I will admit right off the hop that I don't have a great answer for you. The first thing that comes to mind, though, is to stimulate his other senses. So obviously his touch sense is being stimulated during sex. But what about his eyes, right? Does he like to see a certain part of your body? Maybe make that part of your body more available. Does he like to be talked to in a certain way? Maybe talk to him in a way that he likes if you're comfortable with it. Does he like a certain smell? Maybe put on a certain perfume if you're okay with that.
Right.
What's the other one? Taste. Can't really do a whole lot about that, but maybe he wants to use his mouth in a different way and that'll help get him there.
Yeah.
So again, I don't have a great answer on this. The penis book, I don't remember if it talks about this or not. It talks a lot about the opposite thing where guys finish too fast, but I don't remember it talking too much about this. But yeah, I will say this is becoming more and more popular, and I will commit to looking into this a little bit more.
I also wonder too, like, is he spending a lot of time on you and pleasuring you first? And then by the time it gets to him, he's already fizzled out. Maybe have him finish first, or, you know, or have him stimulate you differently so that it's either quicker or isn't turning him on at the same time. I don't know.
That's a good point.
There could be something else.
Because we say that in the opposite sense, right? When the woman's having trouble, or when if the guy finishes too fast, then have him help her finish and then work on him. So if this is, if this is a woman that's finished, she can finish no problem, then maybe help him finish first rather than working on yourself first.
Right.
So if it's a little bit more effort for him.
Yeah. Because if he doesn't think it's his problem, there might, I don't know.
Her problem?
Not that it's her problem, but you know.
Yeah. Right.
There might be something more going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got a lot of questions on positions. Yeah. So we'll go through these quickly here. Beginner positions. Him on top gets too tiring. Her on top gets too tiring. We're new. Help. This is motivation for exercise. Get that cardio up.
Yeah.
No, but for real, do ones where you don't have to be, someone doesn't have to be on top. So do lying down positions, right? Do spooning position. Do doggy. Do positions where someone doesn't have to be on top doing a lot of work, or like suspending themselves, like keeping themselves
because
up.
Maybe it's like their arms are tired if they're like, I'm having to like hold myself up on top. So it's like maybe try like standing positions where someone's on their back and someone's standing or things like that.
You can also like, it doesn't have to be fast movements.
Yeah.
You can practice doing things slow and knowing that you like, if you say like, okay, we can't go faster than this, and almost have it as a challenge of like, okay, you know, then it becomes more sensual and you're working together to do this slower, and it might prolong it a little bit, but you might get more, it might be easier to have enough stamina to do that.
And thinking about our foreplay episode, like is it lots of foreplay happening beforehand, or are you just jumping right into like intercourse?
Yeah.
Whereas like maybe if you're having the time to warm up, things maybe won't take quite as long if it's.
Yeah.
Also, I thought about the opposite. If you're getting exhausted because you've just done an hour of foreplay, maybe do less foreplay.
Yeah.
If you can if you can get the same level of arousal without that much foreplay, because that can be tiring too.
Yeah.
Another one here said sex position suggestions for non-athletic people. I think the same answer would apply.
Yes.
Where you don't need a ton of like strength or stamina to do them.
Yeah. Or like swapping out. Maybe it's like you have like penis and vagina, like intercourse, and then you stimulate using your hands for a while and like switch things up and then try a new position and try something like swapping things out when you do get tired and
All right. Another position one, right?
Yeah. Are there positions that will stimulate the clit without having to do it manually?
Okay, so here's what you got to do. You got to go into your app store. You got to download the Intimately Us app. Or actually, go into the show notes and click the link. It'll take you right to the app, download it. Once you're in the Intimately Us app, at the bottom, click on Learn. And then at the top, you might have to scroll over a little bit. You want to find technique and how to. And then on my app right now, it's the third link. It's called the coital alignment technique. And it'll literally give you the position, the how to do it, and then some tips on how to make it better. Basically, what this is it's a position where husband on the bottom, wife on top. It's kind of like upside down missionary, but there's no thrusting involved. It's all about maintaining contact of her clit with his body, and you guys do rocking movements while constantly maintaining
like clitoral contact.
Clitoral contact. Yeah, physical contact. Mm-hmm. And so there's no thrusting. It's all rocking while maintaining clitoral contact. And that is how you stimulate the clit without having to thrust.
Or manually.
Yeah. So try that out. Get the app. It's in the show notes. And then the learn section. And then technique and how to. And then coital alignment technique.
Yep. There you go. Okay. I want to plan a weekend away, but what do you do? How can we be intentional and connect? So it depends, I guess, how far you want to go for a weekend away. Yeah. Do you want to do like a staycation? Are you staying in your town? Are you going somewhere else?
Do you have kids? Do you need a babysitter? Because that all depends. But I'd say just do it. Like, pick the day that works for you. Pick the day that you get the babysitters. Pick a budget and then find somewhere to go within that budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, generally you're picking somewhere to sleep that's not your house, so you guys are away from your current and your normal environment, mm-hmm. and then you need to eat food. So you eat food that's different than what you cook at home, generally maybe a nicer dinner.
Yeah.
And then what do you guys like doing? Do you guys like hiking? Okay, find a hike wherever it is that you're staying. Or do you like, I don't know, a certain activity or a sport. Maybe go to watch that event if there's something going on.
Yeah.
Or like maybe make up a scavenger hunt in the city that you're going to. Different things to do. Or what one thing my wife and I like doing is when we go to a new city, we'll restaurant hop. So we'll go to one place for an appy, one place for our meal, and then one place for dessert. And we get to try different restaurants in the city that we're in.
Mm. You can also prep ahead of time and maybe get some new lingerie just for that weekend, mm-hmm. or other relaxing things like bath bombs that you can do together, or, you know, massage candles or a positions, like position bingo from somewhere, or like do something that you don't normally do at home, mm-hmm. that you have the time to actually relax and be in each other's presence.
Mm-hmm. And then be intentional about actually being in each other's presence. Like,
yeah.
Put your phones away and actually enjoy your time together.
Yeah.
Keeping it intentional and
It's a good time to connect. So mm-hmm. you could even use our connect questions, right? Mm-hmm. Have conversation that maybe you guys don't usually have. Go to our Instagram page, mm-hmm. click on the connect questions highlight. There's tons of them in there. If you want like actual intimacy ideas, we have the 31 Nights of Intimacy ebook where each night or each day there's a different like intimacy idea based off Song of Solomon, mm-hmm. so you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different things, but I think good for you. It looks like this is a husband saying this. Good for you for like wanting to do this and
mm-hmm.
putting in the effort to plan, because I think that itself will be very appreciated by your wife.
Yeah.
So another one just came in. How many people struggle with their spouse's hygiene habits or bad breath? This is way more common than I ever expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I see this all the time in Q&A or when we do ask the audience stuff. I'll just quickly comment on the bad breath. If you are the one with bad breath, it's on you to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Brush your teeth, get a mint, chew some gum, whatever it may be that you need to do. If none of those things work, bad breath can actually be an indicator of serious health problems.
Yep.
So go talk to your doctor. And even if it's already been a while of bad breath and maybe you've tried things and it's like, I always have bad breath. It doesn't go away. Please go talk to your doctor because, yes, it can be an indicator of serious health problems and some of them will need to be addressed ASAP.
Yeah. But in regards to hygiene, because hygiene was also on there.
Yeah.
Right.
This requires communication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked with your spouse about this? Have you like, obviously it'll have to be brought up in a kind, loving way, not a, you know,
stinky,
degrading.
Yeah. It can be really, really harmful for someone's self-esteem.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a way to bring it up like a challenge or like, hey, maybe we should try some new deodorants. I like the different smells of these ones, you know, or, you know, like, so it's not necessarily bringing it up, but maybe you have what you think is a solution and suggest maybe this, we could try this because this scent smells really good to me and I think it would help turn me on.
Yeah. And if you are the one who has these issues and your spouse comes to you, like, take this graciously. They're not trying to ridicule you or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to enjoy you. And in your current state, you are not your, like, maximum level of enjoyable because of these things. So maybe take one extra shower a week or, like, do the breath things that we talked about. But take this seriously because your spouse just wants to be able to enjoy you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not sure, you could ask your spouse, hey, do I have bad breath? Like, like, maybe you're like, oh, I actually don't know or whatever. So you could always ask if they haven't told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question was, what can I do when my wife has a lower libido? We go months in between intimate time. There's, I feel like so much.
I know.
To try and unpack.
Communication first. Has she said why? Like,
right.
It could be her mental load is too much. It could be
medication.
Yeah, it could be medication or signs of depression or like.
Or maybe the sex isn't good and she doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want it because it's not pleasure. Good.
Yeah.
That's not the easiest thing to hear, but maybe we just need to be better at the pleasure that we're giving our wives. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not good, why would she want it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you pursuing her other ways, like for her emotional tank to be filling up, right? Like, does she feel like you're just pursuing her for sex, or is it you're pursuing her because you love her and desire a relationship with her?
Yeah.
Again, a lot to unpack and probably different for every couple and every relationship. Okay. Another question is, how do we regain the connection we've lost after having a special needs child that takes up all our extra time?
I guess it depends on like the severity of the needs that your child has, but I think a time away would be a huge thing for you guys to connect if you're able to get a sitter or maybe a family member who can watch your child, even if it's not for a whole night, but a few hours, just to get away, the two of you reconnect, have some time to just decompress. Because I imagine it can be very stressful having a child with lots of needs or special needs. But yeah, I would say really try to prioritize the time that you and your spouse do have one-on-one, whether that is just at home when your child is sleeping. But if you can get away, that can be, it's always extra special and a little bit different.
Yeah. Or maybe even mark it in your calendar, like, you know, 2 days a week at this time, like on a time that maybe child is in bed or you know that they're calm enough to be occupied elsewhere and be like, okay, this is our time together. We're going to do A, B, or C. And like, those are what you do in those times so that you know, like when you're feeling exhausted and you go, okay, I know our connection time is coming on this time at this day.
Right.
Something like that where it's built into the schedule so that you both know and are intentional about meeting at that time.
And like, I think it's probably easy to become an island in those seasons too. Like, want to do everything on your own and want to take everything on your own. But if you can find people and have connections and let people in to help when they can and where they can, because people normally, people want to help and people want to, so to then, be intentional about having that time to be like husband and wife versus mom, dad, caretaker.
All right. One more. All right. How to increase desire. I'm a tired mama of two littles. I want sex. I just don't.
I love Ruth Boyce's book, Awaken Love, for this, because she talks about how, like, God designed sex to bring us together and to give us more energy. Hmm. And I feel like, as especially young moms, it does feel super tiring to be taking care of children all day, and sex ends up being the other to-do list. And so it almost feels like your husband is another child that you have to take care of, just in a different form. And instead, think of it as, like, this is your rejuvenation time. This is what is supposed to bring you life. It's supposed to bring togetherness, and allowing your body to receive what your husband's giving. It doesn't mean you have to give. You can be the receiver. And view it as that instead, that your husband is doing something for you that will boost your immune system. It'll boost your oxytocin, your feel-good hormones. Mm-hmm. Like, God made sex for tired moms too. Mm-hmm. It's not another thing that you have to just give. Yep. So switching your mindset to that can be a big help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, I think mindset is the biggest thing here. Yeah. And just flipping the mentality of, it's another thing to do. Mm-hmm. To, like, it's my turn to be served.
Yes.
Right. You've been serving kids all day. Now it's someone's turn to serve me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure your husband will love it, because there lots of pleasure can be had in seeing the pleasure you're giving someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I think a lot of this is definitely mentality based. And yeah, Tira, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for the questions, guys.
Yeah.
We'll try to do these more often. You guys seem to love them. So we love answering your questions. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sending them in. Mm-hmm. I'll pray before we go. God, thank you so much for each and every person listening. Would you continue to bless their marriages and the marriages who maybe are fractured right now, or they don't feel like they're being very blessed? Would you restore those marriages, and would you bring those spouses closer together in service to one another, to mend the relationship? And those marriages out there that have questions, that feel like they're stuck, would you bring answers to them, whether it's through this podcast or through friends or even just your spirit? Would you bring answers to places where there are questions? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content, and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.